Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Discussions with Delia. I'm your host, Delia Farquharson, and I am just delighted to be doing this. There's nothing like a good conversation, and especially a good conversation where you learn something, where you are enlightened, or where you get to share. So I'm really excited to be able to do that, to have that platform and to be able to share with others what I know, what I believe. I'm not going to tell you that I'm right. I'm not going to tell you that that I have all the answers, but I do believe that I have information that can be helpful. I have experience that can be shared. So I'm really delighted to be here to have a conversation with you. And, you know, the title is Discussions with Delia. And discussions, you know, that takes for granted that the exchange is both one where you hear and understand, and you, so that you're taking in information and as well as sharing any information that you have. So I'm truly excited to be here. And this evening, I am expecting a really delightful guest because, you know, let's face it, having good teeth, good dental hygiene is important. You know, it can cause embarrassment, it can cause illness. And so I'm excited to have our guest share what she knows about dental health, dental care. And I think that would be helpful because we recently had to, about maybe 2 years ago or so, maybe three, before the pandemic, we had to change our dentist because he retired. Our dentist of many years, I want to say almost 20 years, retired. And I think, he, you know, the experience of the pandemic was just too much for him. And so he retired. And then we had to look for a new dentist. And that, I mean, I think that the relationship with your dentist is a very personal one. It's a very personal experience. So we're fortunate that we got a good referral. And now we have and are developing a strong relationship with our new dentist that hopefully we'll have for many years to come. So I'm, you know, really excited to talk about this. And our guest this evening is Dr. Edmund. And I want her to talk about herself, but I think she's really impressive. So I want her to share about her accomplishments and her journey to where she is now. But I think that Dr. Edmund is really impressive. So I'm looking forward to speaking with her about you know, how she's come to be, you know, how she come to be the dentist that she is. So I'm looking forward to that conversation. I'm looking forward to that conversation with Dr. Edmund. Now, I guess Dr. Edmund is probably running late. So in the meantime, there's, you know, lots to talk about because there's so much going on in our world, in our community. I was in Costco yesterday, and there's a gentleman who works in Costco who I've known for several years, and he lives here in the community. And he, you know, came over to greet me as he always does. And he said, I asked how he was doing, and he said he hadn't been sleeping, and I asked why. And he said because he had recently lost his 14-year-old son to gun violence. And, you know, it really shook me because I'd heard about the young person dying. And it had been, you know, the news was disturbing, not knowing who he was connected to. But then finding out that he's the youngest son of this gentleman that I've known for several years was just really painful. Just really painful to learn that this 14-year-old child is no longer with us because of careless violence. So, you know, and when you think about all the, you know, the tragedy that just happened in Tennessee, every day we're hearing more and more about these gun violence. And, you know, I remember declaring in 2016 that community violence was a public health crisis that needed to be addressed. And I believe back then, you know, I think people in my community were looking at me like sideways because I organized a march from one church to a park on the other side of town. And it was a rainy day. It was cold. It was a miserable day. But we did this march and we got there and I read this declaration that I had prepared, you know, declaring community violence as a public health crisis. And I think now our society is catching up to that. That, you know, the killing of our young people by guns and stabbings or whatever it is, whatever violent means it is, totally unacceptable. It's not tolerable. We can no longer accept it. So, you know, I'm, you know, heartbroken. And I was just on social media just before I came on. And I see this young person in a Caribbean country, might be Jamaica. But he was talking about, I guess he's a grave digger. And he was talking about the rows and rows of graves that are prepared or have been filled by young people. And he was making petition to young people to stop the killing. You know, and it's really so tragic to see just rows and rows of graves, rows and rows of graves prepared for young people. And so, you know, it's a tragedy that we must combat, you know. And how do we do that? You know, it's not an easy problem to solve. It's not an easy problem to solve, but we have to give young people options. We have to provide them with opportunities, recreational opportunities, opportunities for well-being, so that they can understand and experience that better exists. So we can't ignore it. We can't expect them to solve it, the problem themselves, because they don't have what it takes to solve it. They don't have the understanding. They don't have the brain development. They don't have the resources. So it has to be up to the adults to help the children understand that. We can't wait until they're 14 or 16 or 18. It has to start as soon as they're born, teaching them how to be considerate, to have empathy, to be respectful, to share, to see the humanity in each other. Because what is happening now is just not sustainable. It's not. I mean, what will happen to our society if children just continue to die at the rate they've been dying? What will happen to us? You know, so, yeah, you know, these are some of the things. It doesn't keep me up at night, thankfully. I sleep well. So, but I think about it. And these are some of the things that I try to address in the public roles that I've had. You know, on school board, it was about parental engagement and wellness. That's what I focused on. So I chair the wellness committee and the parent engagement committee, because understanding that children need to have those support systems in place in order to develop and become the kinds of contributors to our society that we want. People who understand love because they've experienced it. And so that means we have to show love to our children. We have to show love to our children. So, really unfortunate what's going on. So it appears that Dr. Edmund maybe she's forgotten about, because we made this appointment 2 weeks ago, so maybe she's forgotten, and I'm sure she's very busy in her practice. I'd love to bring that conversation to you perhaps at another time when Dr. Edmund is available. But I do think that, so I'll just read you a little bit about Dr. Edmund that she shared with me. It says, Dr. Edmund brings over 12 years of experience to the dental team. She originates from the Twin Island Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. She graduated summa cum laude with her BS in biology from Fayetteville State University, North Carolina. Dr. Edmund was then accepted to the prestigious Ivy League institution, University of Pennsylvania, and obtained her DMD degree in dentistry. She completed her advanced general dentistry residency at NYU Langone in Hospital in Brooklyn. She's enthusiastic about providing high-quality dentistry to her patients. She takes pride in listening to their needs and working towards a mutually desired result. Dr. Edmund strives to make even the most fearful dental patient comfortable and at ease in her chair. She's skilled in multiple areas of dentistry, including tooth-colored fillings, cosmetics, implant restorations, root canals, crowns, and bridges. So Dr. Edmund has a practice here in Mount Vernon, and I hope I'll be able to bring her, you know, her experience to you and to have a conversation with her at a later time. So I'm going to say ta-ta till next time. And thank you all for joining me. And I look forward to talking with you again. Take care.